This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. Each week, I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. Stephen Bogart has led what many of us might consider an interesting life. He's been involved in broadcasting as a producer, has published several books, hosts a television program on film, and has even dabbled in real estate. He also just happens to be the son of movie legends Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Steve makes his home in Naples, but this May he'll be hosting the first annual Humphrey Bogart Film Festival in Key Largo. Steve told me what it was like to grow up with such iconic parents.
My father died when I was 8 years old, and we moved out of Hollywood. You know, there were people that came over, the Sinatras and Tracy and Hepburn and people like Nunnally Johnson, people like that. But, you know, I really wasn't able to get involved because I wasn't really old enough. I was just a kid, and they were hanging out with the adults, especially back then. It was, you know, kids are supposed to be seen and not heard. So I didn't really grow up in film. I ended up growing up more surrounded by theater people because my mother went to the stage and did, you know, Cactus Flower and stuff like that, and then Woman of the Year and Applause. And so I really wasn't brought up in film, so to speak, but I've always loved movies.
What do you think of modern film, specifically with all of these new technologies?
I think technology's good. I think that sometimes people rely on it too much, and you don't get... You know, I was just, I was writing up Double Indemnity. I was writing up The Asphalt Jungle. And those movies are so different than movies that use a lot of CG. And sometimes you get lazy when you use CG. And you can also make some great movies with it. So it depends on how you use it and the talent of the people behind it.
Now, you're holding this first annual Humphrey Bogart Film Festival in a very appropriate setting, as the film Key Largo was a big project for both of your parents.
Well, it's about time. It'll be great. It'll be, hopefully everybody's going to have fun. You know, it's movies, it's Florida, it's stuff that my father liked to do. There's fishing and boating and just different types of things. And it's easy to get to. There's a lot of local people. There are some people flying in. Leonard Maltin's coming down. And it's the first year. So I just hope that everybody has a good time and enjoys themselves. And that's all you can ask. We're premiering the Blu-ray edition of African Queen at the film festival. And we've got a Casablanca ball and... You know, a lot of different stuff.
One of the books you wrote was an attempt to better understand your father, who you did not get to know very well before his death. What was the most surprising thing you discovered about him?
It came out that he was a really regular guy. He didn't not a lot of airs. He treated people right, and he really straightforward and just a regular, normal guy who happened to be an actor.
The Humphrey Bogart Film Festival takes place May 2nd through the 5th in Key Largo. For more information, you can visit bogartfilmfestival.com. To hear more artistic conversations, please log on to my website, artsradionetwork.com, and follow me on Twitter @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader-Watts.